All right, Rob, we got you in there. Basker, Baker Oscar Union, or Basker. Oh, well, I got you in there now. All right, so top of the list, N9VSN, Paul. Do you have anything for the net?
Particularly, just wanted to acknowledge that I did receive those siren locations, and I appreciate that greatly. Looking forward to participating Saturday in that. And other than that, just a quick question. As far as the Balefang radios, I read somewhere something about not leaving it in the charger while the radio is on. Is that correct? Back over to you.
Well, I think that's almost true with every radio. It's not really recommended. You could probably be listening just fine. It's just going to take longer to charge. It could also cause interference depending on the radio. Like my ICOM ID50, I don't have a cradle, but if I had it plugged into the charger, I can't hear distant repeaters. It blocks them out. So you could have the same problem. But they definitely don't recommend transmitting while it's in that charger, because it's just not putting out enough power for that. So if you're going to transmit, take it out of the cradle. But you should be able to listen to it, I believe. Somebody can definitely disagree, and I would believe them. But I've done it before with many radios, and it doesn't hurt them. Hasn't hurt mine anyway. So that's all I can say.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that information. And I'm in a process of trying to return to work. I had brain surgery about a year ago, about a year, 3 or 4 months ago, and I had some implants put in my brain. It's technically used to treat Parkinson's, and I'm slowly trying to transition back into work, but it's been a challenge. Anyway, this is N9VSN. Back over to you.
Okay, Paul, well, it sounds like you're doing much, much better, so hopefully all's working out for you there and you get back to work. Do you already have a job, or is it still job hunting? Is that the issue at the moment?
No, sir, I work for the school corporation here. I'm a sub, and actually I was in talks with the principal about becoming a permanent teacher's aide or para. And so I'm really looking forward to that. It's just got some issues to deal with logistic-wise. And other than that, hopefully I'm taking a couple different physical therapy sessions, and hopefully I'll be able to get through the day. Anyway, I appreciate your thoughts and prayers on that. And I did some.